Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Today is a special episode because today is our 1 year anniversary and I am so pumped. I'm so happy to be celebrating this 1 year anniversary of the Balanced Dietitian Podcast with you. So if you have been a listener, I just want to take a moment and say thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast every week. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for being here with me. It's been such a cool thing to be able to record a podcast in the last year and share about the anti-diet weight inclusive messages from myself and from a bunch of experts and guests on the show. I feel so grateful to have had this opportunity in the last year to talk about these wonderful subjects, and I cannot wait to continue to share with you. We have so many fun episodes scheduled over the summer, and I cannot wait to share with all of you. So for our 1 year anniversary, I've decided to do a special podcast episode. So today, instead of having a guest, instead of talking about a different topic, I'm going to be answering the most asked questions in a few questions that I have gathered from my Instagram. So I pulled my Instagram audience and asked them what they want to know about me, about nutrition. So today I have a few questions that we are going to go through together. So let's get started. The first question that I got is, what do you wish you had known 10 years ago? Oh, that is such a great question because in the last 10 years, a lot has changed. So let's put things into perspective. I am currently 29 years old. So 10 years ago, I was 19. I was still a baby, but I was finishing my first undergrad in psychology. At that time, it was between the time where I developed an eating disorder and the time that I actually went into my nutrition degree. So if I could talk to my 19-year-old self, oh, this is such a hard question to say because I think like I would want to tell myself to not, you know, worry about my body and that my body is not the most interesting part about me, and that the reason my relationship was toxic at the time had nothing to do with how I looked. But at the same time, on the other side, I feel like everything that I went through and actually struggling with an eating disorder and going through the recovery period has allowed me to have the practice and the business that I have today, and to help people go through the healing process and really understand my clients. So although I would love to save myself that pain, I think it was worth it for me to know right now, you know? But then if I had to tell myself, it would just to be to trust the process, to know that everything will be okay. To rely on my family. I think a lot of the times when I was struggling, I was pushing my family away. So to lean on my family because they are there for me. And maybe to slow down. Maybe that would be one thing, to try to slow down and enjoy a little bit. I've always been such a go, go, go person and a go-getter, and I'm always looking for the next thing I can do to help my people, how I can serve them best. But maybe to try to slow down a little bit more. All right. My next question that I have is, what advice would you give someone who wants to become a dietitian? Oh, that is such a great question. With anything, any career, I think my first thing would just to come within and just ask yourself why you want to pursue that career. I think as individual living in the society that we are in, we are very externally driven, right? To please my parents, to make more money, to look a certain way, to have a higher status. Like, I think a lot of the decision that, you know, some of us make is based on how it appears and not really internal, which makes sense, right? Because we're not very taught how to connect within. But I think that would be my first thing, to just ask yourself why you want to do this work. And then my own selfish recommendation would be to please be an anti-diet dietitian. Please don't be weight-centric. Please educate yourself on health at every size, because you're probably not going to be taught at school. So do the work. Do the work on yourself. Do the work to really support your clients and understand the harm of diet culture. But I'm assuming that if you follow me and are listening to the podcast, you probably know this. What is your biggest failure? Oh, that's deep. And what have you learned from it? This is such a great question. I would say for myself, I think my biggest failure, the one I perceive anyways, is leaving law school. I think my ego took a really, really big hit. So if you don't know my story, I did a bachelor's degree in psychology. And once I graduated, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And law school was something that my parents always thought I would be wonderful at. So being externally motivated to, you know, be a lawyer because it looks so fancy and my parents want me to do this. I went into law school, and at that time I developed an eating disorder, and I was so depressed, so lonely, and I was far away from home. And midway through the first school year, I decided to quit and to move back home. And that has been hard on my ego. It's hard for me to say out loud at times. It's hard for me to know that I never finished and that... Yeah, I felt like for me that was a failure in the sense that I didn't finish something that I wanted to do and in a place where I thought I would have liked. And even like moving out there and having everything set up into not being able to follow through. But I think what I learned from it is that at the end of the day, it was the best decision for me, and it taught me that listening to my gut, listening to myself, it goes above and beyond how what my ego tells me or what I'm afraid that people will think and say, because I think, you know, I stayed longer than I should have based on that, and it just made me more unhappy. So living for me, right? And really showing up for me, because at the end of the day, this is my life. And having that ability to know that even if my ego's hurt, that it is okay as long as it's aligned with what I want to do. Okay. Next question. What is the happiest moment in your life / what makes you the happiest? Oh, I like that. I have this like very distinct memory of a time I went backpacking with one of my really close friends. We went to Europe and we went backpacking across Europe for 6 weeks, I think, 5-6 weeks. And there was a time we were in, I feel like I sound like so privileged when I'm talking right now. But we went backpacking and we were in France and we were staying in this weird hostel because we were spending in hostel the whole time. But we went to a beach that was like a hidden beach in Marseille, and there was not a lot of people there. I don't even know how we found this place. We hiked there and I remember the water was so blue and the mountains were so white and the water was so freaking cold, but I didn't care. And I went out in the water and just swam as far as I could and then just looked back at the water and the mountain. I was just like floating in the water, and I just remember feeling the sense of like happiness. And to this day, that is my happy place, where I see myself like floating in those waters at the beach, and like it's cold, but the sun is shining, and I feel the cold on my body, but the warmth on my face, and I'm just looking at this like beautiful scenery. And literally no worry in the world, just like thoroughly being present and enjoying that moment. So I'd say that is one of my happiest moments. And on a day-to-day basis, like what makes me happy is to connect. I think connection for me is one of my biggest driver. I'm a very extroverted person. I used to think I was 100% extroverted, but I'm finding as I age, I also really do like my alone time and my recharge time. But I love to connect, and I love to be able to support my clients and my participant. It literally lights up my heart when I'm able to show up and do like the Q&As with them. I always joke because within the program, the Q&A days are Monday and Tuesdays now, and I literally think Monday and Tuesdays are the best days of the week because I get to see them and connect with them and share with them, and it just makes my heart so happy when I'm able to do that and to connect. Oh my God, these are juicy questions! Next question is, what is your favorite food? Ooh, I love that question because I ask all my guests this question, and it's probably the hardest question to answer because I think for me it goes in season. I think there's different seasons that I like different types of food, and I'm very a cyclical person where I'll go through phases of loving one food and then not wanting that food and then loving another food. So I'm just going to go in this moment currently. I am loving and adoring raspberry sorbet. This is my thing right now. I've also been sick in the last 2 weeks, and I've been living off raspberry sorbet, so I feel like very connected to that food right now. But I think on a day-to-day basis, I probably have to say sushi. I can probably, if you ask me to go for sushi any day of the week, I would say yes. I'm always in the mood for it. I'll never say no to sushi, because it is so, so delicious. All right, next question. Do you still have bad body image days? Oh, I love this question. So the answer is yes and no. I still have bad body image moments, but they are rarely days now. I still have times where I'll have a thought that comes up, and it's typically triggered by something. Like, it's very rare now that I just have a really bad thought around my body. Typically will be triggered by something where I start believing that my body is inadequate. And it still does happen. I would say the frequency of it and the duration has very much diminished. I used to have bad body image months, like it was nonstop. I remember before the age of 20, I've always felt pretty bad in my body. I've always felt pretty inadequate and that I had to make up for my body in so many other ways. But now I would say that, there are more moments than anything else. And when it does show up, I'm very much able to recognize it. I'm very much able to distance my thought from my actual body and really lean into that discomfort. And I think that has been a game changer, right? So when we have these thoughts of, or feeling like we have a bad body image day, or just having the thoughts around our body and maybe our inner critic, being able to recognize that and to lean into it, right? To still take care of our body. I tend to see my body as, this extension of me that needs me, right? And that I need to take care of it, almost as if it's a child that even if you're upset with it or it creates grief or anger, that you're still going to show up for it. And that's how I treat my body. No matter how I feel about my body, at any moment, at any point, I am going to take care of my body every day, all the time, because my body deserves it and I deserve it. So I really love that question. I think it's really hard when we live in diet culture to have zero absolute thoughts about our body. And if that's you, great, kudos, wonderful. I wish that on everyone. But if you are not there, or if you still have bad body image days, just know that that is normal and that is totally, totally, totally okay. Okay, next question. Why did you decide to become an anti-diet dietitian, and why do you label yourself that way? Woo, big question. I love it. I label myself an anti-diet dietitian because I am 100% anti-diet culture. And if you don't know what diet culture is, go listen to episode 1 where I describe what diet culture is. So to me, being an anti-diet dietitian means that I am against the belief that being thinner is better. I'm against intentional weight loss as a means to increase your value and your worth. I believe that all bodies are good bodies and that we can treat our body with kindness and respect at any size. So to me, that label is very important. And I know that labels are not important, but to me, that one is, because I will not put anyone on a diet ever, suggest any type of diets to anyone, because the harm of dieting is so high. And I've educated myself so thoroughly on this and so deeply, and I'm always learning more around diet culture and how it's actually so traumatic for so many people and how much it creates a distress with their bodies. And so this is why I practice that way. To me, it is extremely important to practice this way. So being anti-diet and weight inclusive, it really leads my practice in every way. And I've decided to be this way because I think I got educated. I feel like this can sound kind of rude, but it's so true. I think before I actually understood and before I actually knew what diet culture is and the harm of it, I just didn't know any better. And I think a lot of us fall into that area where we're just taught to be this way. So it kind of, you know, we never really question it. And to be honest with you, I had the privilege of living in a standard body size, right? I've been teased around my body size, but I've never been stigmatized around my body size. I have access to healthcare. I have a lot of privileges because of the body that I'm in. And if I didn't have an eating disorder, I don't know that I would have been on the anti-diet side. Like, I'm really hopeful that I would have. I'm really hopeful that I would have understood and get it. But I think with my lived experience with an eating disorder and really understanding it, it really, in my head, it's not even a choice, right? It's literally, when I see it, all the options, like, it becomes impossible to choose the diet way. It becomes impossible to promote dieting and promoting weight loss as a way to increase value, because it's, in my head, so unethical. Like, it doesn't align. Like, even saying it makes me like want to puke in my mouth, because I'm like, nah, it's so not aligned. So I think it's just based on my own experience and what I had to go through, and then working with clients and, you know, seeing clients who come to see me with weight loss goals, and then when we talk it through and using a lot of psychology and mindset and understanding that it's not really about that most of the time, right? And it's really being able to connect and just, there's so much harm to dieting, guys. There's so much harm, and it's just this cycle that we keep doing and that we keep blaming ourselves for. So I just think that there's no other ethical way to practice. So yeah. What is your favorite quality about yourself? Ooh, okay, so pumping my own tires here. I think my favorite quality about myself is that I am a super feeler. And I used to believe that that was one of my flaws. And now I really believe that it's what allows me to connect to people so deeply. I feel so much. I'm definitely very much an empathetic person. I connect with people. I feel people's emotion. And I think, to me, that's my superpower, because I'm really able to understand people and to meet them where they're at and connect with them. And I thoroughly care, which sometimes can be heavy, you know, but I think it just allows me to do this work. It allows me to connect. And yeah, I think that's my biggest quality. Okay, who has been the biggest influence on your life? Oh, that's such a good question. It's going to be super, I feel like my answer is going to be very typical, but I think it's going to be my mom. I think my mom has been the biggest influence on my life. My mom is a very strong woman. She is a successful, strong, determined, ambitious, wonderful, beautiful woman. She is someone that has had a lot of struggles. My dad left when we were very young and has always showed up and has had been able to have a career and literally being the most present and best mom ever. She is just a wonderful woman. And she has shown me so many, just like different ways of being a woman, you know, that like, it doesn't have to be one way. She is just so wonderful and has influenced me in so many ways and has been just like a really big role model for me. Next question, what is your favorite Netflix TV show? So this is really hard because I'm the kind of person who will watch a TV series, and if I love it, I will rewatch it multiple times. So I have watched Friends probably 6 times. I've watched How I've Met Your Mother many, many times. I've watched The Office many times. I've watched Schitt's Creek twice. So those are some of my favorite ones that I love to have in the background and watch, but I am also someone who loves reality TV, and I know it's a guilty pleasure because most of the time it just, oh gosh, yeah, very dramatic, but I love it, so that's that. Recently, I've been really into travel reality shows because I want to travel. COVID has not allowed for that. So I think that is, yeah, something. Okay, I have 2 more questions. What goals do you have in the next few years? Oh, I love this. So I'm going to separate this in personal and business. Personally, I would love in the next few years to travel with my partner. So my partner and I have never traveled together. We've been together for over 6 years, but you know, being a student for a while and starting a business and just being really, really busy all the time, I haven't made time to travel and haven't had the opportunity to. So I think personally, I would love to be able to travel with my partner. And maybe thinking about having babies. He's going to listen to this and be like, wait, what? What? But definitely something in the next few years that I would start thinking about. And in terms of business-wise, I am so driven to help as many folks as I can recover from diet culture. Which means to have food freedom and reconnect to their body and let go of the shame cycle and leave diet culture behind. So I see as my business just continually growing and, you know, welcoming new people into the program. We are revamping the program right now and it's going to be juicy, but just really helping as many people as I can live freely and away from diet culture and really be embodied. I know how much healing my relationship to food changed my life. I know how much it has helped my clients. I know how much people in the program have been able to change their lives because of this. And I want this for everyone. Like, I keep talking about like building this like anti-diet island where we can all just like go live on and it would just be so fucking wonderful. But I'm like, what if I can help as many people as I can, and then the world becomes an anti-diet island. I feel like that would be really freaking cool. So I think those are my goals in terms of business, is just continuously supporting and helping people and spreading this message and doing this advocacy work and just really working hard on dismantling diet culture so people don't have to go through this shit anymore. Sorry for my language. And then the last question, which I find funny because I ask all of my guests on the podcast as well, is what does balance mean to you? So this is called the Balanced Dietitian Podcast. My practice is called the Balanced Practice. My program is called the Balanced Program. So balance to me is really important. And when I think of balance, I think of it in different ways. I think of the balance in terms of my the way that I teach, the way that I approach things, and that's the balance between nutrition and psychology. That is combining, you know, this idea of like food, body, and mind, and having that nice balance within. And I also think of balance in like our everyday life, right? Balancing all the things that we got to do and knowing that it's an ebb and flow, that there's no one perfect way to do anything, that it's all a balance of all the things, right? And to me, it's like the things that I want to do and light me up and the things that feel right for me and always tuning in and knowing that that looks different every day, right? So one day balance may be like, I need to work more today. While other days it might be resting more. Other days might be playing more. Some days it's connecting more. So it's allowing myself to be in this flow and really be connected. All right, my friend, if you've made it to the end, I want to thank you, one, for submitting these awesome questions. Like, some of these were really hard to answer, but also to just like learn more about me and celebrating this 1 year anniversary of the podcast. I cannot wait for the next year to come. Podcasting has honestly been one of my favorite things. It really fills up my need to connect with awesome guest speakers, but have these amazing conversations. And I'm so happy that I get to share these with you. So I will ask you a big favor, as this is the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. If you can go, please, please, please review the podcast. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think about this podcast. How has it helped you? What do you like about it? And leave us a rating. This is going to be, honestly, would be the best gift for this 1 year anniversary. I would be forever grateful. And it really helps us spread the message. The more I think like with Apple Podcasts, how it works, the more that we have reviews, the more that your podcast is deemed valuable. And the more that your podcast is deemed valuable, the more that people get to listen to it, which that's the goal. The goal is to spread this anti-diet message as far as we can. So again, my friend, please go to Apple Podcasts, write down the Balanced Dietitian Podcast, and just scroll all the way down and leave me a review. Honestly, it would mean the world to me, and I appreciate you so, so much. On that note, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful day. If you want more information on how to connect with me and how to work with me, check out the links in the show note. You can reach me at The Balanced Dietitian on Instagram or at www.thebalancedpractice.com. On that note, my friends, I hope you have a wonderful day.